tracks were like house or techno tracks with an afro and more syncopated rhythm, but always with something, not always, but most of the times with something traditional attached to it. So I think in the early days it was more like someone trying to make dance music, and the idea was more to escape from war, be an escapist soundtrack.
I think a lot of the roots of kuduro can be found in the meaning of the actual word kuduro. Could you explain a little bit what that word means?
The name kuduro means exactly like hard ass, like to have your ass really hard while dancing. And it's quite simple. The origins of the name came from a Van Damme movie. This guy, Tony Amado, was doing another dance track. While watching the movie, he saw some moves by Van Damme, and he find it funny to put the name on the track based on that moves, and he called it kuduro.
And some say that because the war has been over now for, I guess this year would mark the 10 years of the civil war in Angola being over, that kuduro has gone from an expression of frustration into more of a commercial venture. Is that true?
If there is one strong thing about the Angolan identity, it's to put anything that's against you or negative to change it and to put it in a positive way. So when the war ended, I think the kuduro has been evolving from this more instrumental thing and with just one person cheering on top. It has moved to a new genre with new beats. People that were doing hip hop, they started doing lyrics for kuduro, and that's like a third phase. You find other kinds of kuduro inside Angola, more worried about the words, something like that we like to call conscious kuduro.
No, you say the lyrics is kind of a newer development in kuduro. Are there some themes that these lyrics are addressing right now?
Bruno M is definitely nowadays the main figure of something like a conscious kuduro. So it's definitely lyrics more about the people, about the social issues and about the problem. Bruno M, the record, has definitely some lyrics that are pointing politics and claiming for water and bread and electricity and health, which are things that are not assured to the majority of the people in Angola.